The following podcast may contain lyrical or thematic content that some find unsuitable for younger ears. Please listen responsibly.
Radio Free, hipster please, yo, it's all that you need. The man that's got you covered, it's our good friend Z. Got the geeky hip-hop mashups and whatnot with a southern draw. He gets the props like non-stop. It's your one-stop shop for everything that is leaked. Other podcasts, yo, simply cannot compete. Better lock up your girlfriend, your mom, and your sister. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Radio Free Hipster.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
It's time to reset. It's time to reboot. It's time to give my job the three-finger salute. This nuclear disaster calls for nuclear destruction. This nuclear waste of my time needs a nuclear option. Gonna nuke this site from orbit just to be sure. Gonna nuke this site from orbit. I'm gonna burn the bridges. I'm gonna salt the earth. They're gonna make the salty flames of my rebirth. It's unwinnable on this battlefront. I'm calling back my Colonel Marines from this bug hunt. I'm gonna nuke this site from orbit just to be sure. I'm gonna nuke this site from orbit.
What's going on, y'all? I am Z, and this is Radio Free Hipster Episode 8 on the Geek Dad Podcast Network. We started the show off with a little punk rock from Portland's Thundering Asteroids. It was Nuke This Site from Orbit from 2014's The Nerd Punk Guide to the Galaxy. And playing loosely off that space theme, here's a Star Fox remix from DJ Robo Rob.
We'll be right back. simple man. I like pretty dark-haired women and breakfast food.
I woke up this morning to the radio news. Something about the space between molecules. As I tend to do. Well, I thought of you. 'Cause I deserve the love of a dark-haired, beautiful girl. And I won't settle for anything less than her. I wake up every settling down, find someone to always be around, work the same job in the same town, plant some roots deep in this ground. 'Cause I deserve the love of a dark hair. Whom all of my time to spend towards spiritual bliss we will ascend, like the mandala this world we will transcend. 'Cause I deserve the love of a dark-haired, beautiful girl, and I won't settle less than her. I wake up every morning, yeah, I feel her breath on my cheek, and I know she's out there waiting for me. She's waiting for me. She's waiting for me. I'm waiting.
Top of dreams, while others fake laughs while they sign autographs. Yeah, you know just what I mean. 'Cause we're all looking for the words, looking for the reasons, the ways we're holding on to stop the love from leaving. The things we've always known, but let the brands deceive us. Sometimes I can't help but to stop and stare at the world go by, and what's felt but is never quite seen. You gave your strength, you're by your way. Who can care when we all want the same thing? A girl, a guy, your skin is dark and light. Who can care when we all want the same thing? Could be you and me. 'Cause we've never got enough, got more than we can have.
I'd seen. You're gay, you're straight, you're by your way. We can care when we all want the same thing. A girl, a guy, your skin is darker light. We can care when we all want the same thing. You're bigger, you're thin, you never quite fit in. It doesn't matter though, you may think I'm crazy. It's you, it's me, we're all just in between. Who can care when we all want the same thing? Sinking in. You're gay, you're straight, you're by your way. We can care when we all want the same thing. A girl, a guy, your skin is darker light. We can care when we all want the same thing. You're bigger, you're thin, you never quite fit. It doesn't matter though, you may think I'm crazy. It's you, it's me, we're all just in between. Who can care when we all want the same thing? Who can care when we all want the same thing? Who can care when we all want the same thing? Who can care when we all want the same thing?
Prevail. I kinda kissed her.
Somebody let me in.
At the top of that set, you heard DJ Roborob's dubstep Star Fox remix, Lilette's Last Chance. Because, as we were reminded at E3 last week, everybody loves Star Fox. It was followed by a cover of my personal anthem, Dark Haired Beautiful Girl, from Glenn Case Sings the Songs of Ken Maru. Before we celebrated the recent Supreme Court decision with Kirby Crackle's Same Thing. From 2013's Sounds Like You. And we wound it down with Let Me In, a celebration of everyone's favorite CPA, Lewis Tully, from MC Chris Forever. For those who don't know, MC is a new dad, and word is that he and the family are getting ready to relocate from his old Brooklyn neighborhood, so Godspeed, my friend.
Yeah.
though I dream asleep. Curl up like a baby, I don't make a peep. Feel serenity, calm in the mellow. Hit cloud nine when my head hits the pillow. You know I dream asleep, but work come first, rent don't come cheap. So me in a dream or an enemy, my only friend is a 5-hour energy. I guess it helps if I start breaking down my schedule. Day and night, 2 gigs, not very unusual. I heard the wealth trickles down, but the flow is slow. I love a kissy baby, but it's 10 and so I gotta go. Grab my smokes, my 5-hour and my amp. I got a candle in my lab, hoping I don't take a nap. 4 o'clock on my watch and there's nothing on the box. 3 more hours on the clock, wishing I could make it stop. Relief stabbed it, fastened to my expedition. Speed off to my casa and I have a premonition of a fatty in a blanket, snoozing, dreaming of the lotto. 9 a.m. alarm is blasted and I'm crying, I don't wanna. Hero just like Nemo when I stroll into a dream. And when the kids around, it's like the only place to be obscene. Alarm sounds again, says I only have a second. 10 o'clock on the dot, at my desk, I'm gonna wreck it. You know I dream asleep, curl up like a baby, I don't make a peep. Feel serenity, calm in the mellow. Hit cloud nine when my head hits the pillow. You know I dream asleep, but work come first, rent don't come cheap. So me in a dream or an enemy, my only friend is a 5-hour energy. Days I don't work, catch me lounging with the youngin'. Do you wanna play a game or watch an anime or something? Heck no, man, she wants to run around. She wants to sing and dance and pick the daisies off the ground. And I guess I could sit her by the tube. Is it really all that wrong? I heard a lot of parents do. And I could catch up on each and every single one of my Z's. My heart turns to jello when she's asking me please. What kind of monster would that be if I told a blondie sorry? But your beefy is too sleepy to really rock a tea party. So forget it, let's play dress up for a sec. I see what happens to a lady when she's hunting for attention. Waiting for the day when she tells me take a seat. Brace yourself, because I think I really wanna sleep. Jump into our PJs, drop an elbow on a pillow. But it's never gonna happen, she's too hopped up on marshmallows. You know I dream asleep, curl up like a baby, I don't make a peep. Feel serenity, calm in the mellow. Hit cloud nine when my head hits the pillow. You know I dream asleep, but work come first, rent don't come cheap. So me in a dream or an enemy, my only friend is a 5-hour energy. Oh sleep boo, the things that I would do in you. Dance with Janet Jackson in the 90s out in Malibu. Ride a flying sturgeon to an underwater barbecue. Then hit a woman beefy for a really creepy rendezvous. It's so tantric, less than fantastic. Not emotional or drastic, I'm just feeling kinda manic. Non-politically correct, they may describe me as a spastic. Should be wearing nothing but white with my walls all made of plastic. Every other week there's another celebration. In the bags under my eyes look like I'm going on vacation. My baby's always rocking, always helping with support. And you know I won't complain, babe, that's what I write songs for. So even when it's dark, I don't feel low. Cause every second is another second close to home. Constant question, am I doing it right? Normal in the light, the freak comes out at night. You know I dream asleep, curl up like a baby, I don't make a peep. Feel serenity, calm in the mellow. Hit cloud nine when my head hits the pillow. You know I dream asleep, but work come first, rent don't come cheap. So me in a dream or an enemy, my only friend is a 5-hour energy. I dream asleep. You know I dream asleep. You know I dream asleep. You know I dream asleep.
Let's go to bed.
You just heard a little parental G-funk from my boy Beefy. Dream of Sleep from last year's Grown Up LP. The Beefy family is also expecting a new edition sometime around Halloween of this year, so heartfelt congratulations to the parents and to that soon-to-be big sister. Before that was one of my favorite VGM outfits, Lansing, Michigan's Year 2000X. You heard their take on Life Force from 2008's We Are Error. And starting that set off was Waco's Married with Sea Monsters, Vulture. Their latest release is the Marvel Comics-inspired Mary Janes. Sea Monsters actually played at HeroesCon in Charlotte a weekend before last, but sadly I was out of town and I missed it. And it's just as well, as I probably would have attempted to steal frontwoman Kat Dixon's voice, a la Ursula the Sea Witch. Don't act like you didn't get that reference. Gonna be closing today with a new cut from More or Less's Post-Millennium Tension. It's called End of the World. And be forewarned that I saved up all this episode's swears just for this very song. Give it a listen if you would, and then let me know what you thought about it and the rest of this episode. You can find me at hipsterplease.com. I am hipsterplease on Twitter, and I managed to keep myself busy over at geekdad.com. You know the deal. It's your source for nerd news, reviews, and interviews, and summertime fun.
It's the end of the world as we know it. Please don't think there's a chance you'll survive. Just know it's worse than you hope. Lose hope because the end now is nigh. End of the world as we know it. Please don't think there's a chance you'll survive. Just know it's worse than you hope. Use both cheeks to kiss your sad ass goodbye.
Why is it every single piece of tech I own will function under optimal conditions? The Wi-Fi signal I get supposed to be 150 megabits. It never gets even close to that. Meanwhile, the smartphone I own heats up like I need a pair of oven mitts. For me to even run the shit, diagnostics run. Show me that there's nothing wrong with it. I'm about to dump the bitch into the dirt. Yo, don't say revert my system to an early form. It's cause I saw the blue screen of death. I was just trying to print out some documents in a pinch cause of a failed PDF. What a mess. When I buy some brand new tech, need to get 6 new adapters at an additional cost. Yo, it's pissing me off that I have to punch it to get it even ticking at all. Motherfuckers.
It's the end of the world as we know. Please don't think there's a chance you'll survive. Just know it's worse than you hope. Lose hope because the end now is nigh. End of the world as we know. Please don't think there's a chance you'll survive. Just know it's worse than you hope. Use both cheeks to kiss your sad ass goodbye.
Assholes, just so many lacking any common sense. Trying to get up some moving steps and I can't go. And you block the whole spot, but since I'm in transit, I'll transit. I won't panic, mainly cause I'm on hold. Thanks to change routes that happen after I get on a vehicle. I feel like y'all should rank gold in the idiot Olympics. No kidding, no business taking lifts one level because that slows everybody else up. You lazy fuck nut, stuck in traffic, crush smugs, lag holes of any kind of any slight urge to swerve to observe if death ever occurred on the asphalt. In front of face fuckers waste my time when they call, not leaving messages at all. But I know that you call, so you might as well have talked. Common courtesy certainly yearning, the action will burn me in the end.
End of the world as we know. Please don't think there's a chance you'll survive. Just know it's worse than you hope. Lose hope because the end now is nigh. End of the world as we know. Please don't think there's a chance you'll survive. Just know it's worse than you hope. Use both cheeks to kiss your sad ass goodbye.
Put all your personal information on this website?
You know.
To get to know people?
But why would I want complete strangers knowing all this stuff about me?
Ugh, don't overthink it.
Just have fun.
This podcast has been a production of the Geek Dad Podcast Network. If you've enjoyed this content, please consider supporting us at patreon.com/geekdad.